2. Business Administration.
Good afternoon, class. Today we'll be discussing an aspect of business that is becoming more and more popular these days. We talked a little bit about this last class, and you should have read about it in your textbook, so you know that there is a lot of hype about franchising. Why do you think that is?
It's safe.
Exactly. When business people buy a franchise, they're buying a business model that is tried and tested. People know that it works. When starting a new business from scratch, it takes a long time to learn that business, and it takes a significant amount of capital. What's more, it's potentially quite risky. With a franchise, on the other hand, someone else has done the learning already. A franchisee just has to apply that proven business model to garner success. Another thing, a franchisee is buying a product to sell that people not only recognize, but have an established brand loyalty to. Thus, the demand is already established. The most obvious example would be McDonald's restaurants. Everyone knows McDonald's. A new McDonald's franchisee doesn't have to convince consumers to buy the product because they already do. There is a ready-made, established market. Furthermore, franchises involve less startup capital. The franchisee doesn't need to invest as much money in a franchise as he or she would to open up an independent business. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? But what would you say if I told you that new franchises are actually less likely to survive than new independent businesses? Not only that, but they're less profitable as well.
If you weren't my business professor, I wouldn't believe you. So with all these benefits of franchises you just mentioned, the established brand recognition and demand, and lower startup costs, why are they less likely to survive or turn a profit?
Well, like I said, franchising is great for some industries like fast food. Now the practice has become so successful that people are trying to apply it to other industries in which it just doesn't work. I'm talking in particular about service businesses. An example would be a chain of auto repair shops. Could anyone guess why it might be more difficult to run a repair shop franchise than a fast food restaurant?
Well, I used to work in a fast food joint. Flipping burgers is easy. Anyone could do it. However, I don't even know how to change the oil in my car, let alone fix anything on it.
Excellent. Good reasoning there. So, in a service business, the business model itself is not as important as the business owner's knowledge and ability. So, what you often have is substandard service providers relying on the expertise of the franchisor. Another problem is that franchisors earn their profits from franchising, while franchisees profit from the actual business. What I mean is that it is in the interest of the franchisor to sell more franchises. What do you suppose this means for the individual franchisees?
More competition?
Right on. The market may become diluted. What would happen if they opened 10 new McDonald's restaurants here in town? The demand wouldn't increase. People would just have more options of where to go. So let's say 500 people are going to eat at McDonald's today here in town. Today, that means that the local McDonald's will have 500 customers. Open 10 more McDonald's, and each restaurant would only have about 50 customers each.
So you'd be better off opening your own restaurant.
That may be the case. Franchises do still have all the benefits I mentioned earlier. The potential franchisee has to look closely at the franchisor and analyze the potential demand for that proven product in the marketplace. He or she would also have to carefully analyze his or her own skills and acumen in business, as well as the particular service being offered to the consumer. Of course, there are many factors involved. The nice thing about running your own business is that you have freedom. With a franchise, you are tied down by rules set by the franchisor. When running your own business, on the other hand, you can be creative in the ways you generate profit.
Number 1. Match each word or phrase with the correct classification. Put one word in each box. Number 2. Why does the professor mention McDonald's restaurants? Number 3. What are the reasons for independent businesses being more successful than franchises? Choose two answers. Number 4. Why does the professor say this?
The market may become diluted. What would happen if they opened 10 new McDonald's restaurants here in town? The demand wouldn't increase. People would just have more options of where to go.